olvidarme de ti, voy a cultivar la tierra. En ella espero encontrar remedio para mi pena. Aquí plantaré el rosal de las espinas más gruesas. Tendré lista la corona para cuando en mí te mueras. Para mi tristeza violeta azul, gabrina roja para mi pasión. Y para saber si me corresponde de sojo un blanco manzanillón. Si me quiere mucho, poquito, nada, tranquilo queda mi corazón. Creciendo irán poco a poco los alegres pensamientos. Cuando ya estén florecidos irá lejos tu recuerdo. De la flor de la amapola seré su mejor amiga. La pondré bajo la almohada para dormirme tranquila. Para mi tristeza violeta azul, clavelina roja para mi pasión. Y para saber si me corresponde de sojo un blanco manzanillón. Mucho, poquito, nada, tranquilo queda mi corazón. Cogollo de toronjil, cuando me aumenté las penas, las flores de mi jardín han de ser mis enfermeras. Y si acaso yo me ausento antes que tú te arrepientas, herederas estas flores, ven a curarte con ellas. Para mi tristeza violeta azul, clavelina roja para mi pasión. Y para saber si me corresponde de sojo un blanco manzanillón. Si me quiere mucho, poquito, nada, tranquilo queda mi corazón.
Was Pilar Diaz with one of the songs that she will be performing at a tribute concert for Victor Jara this Friday evening. Following the September 11 military coup in Chile 34 years ago, thousands of political leftists were detained, tortured, and disappeared. Among the many who were brutally murdered was acclaimed singer-poet Victor Jara. By dedicating his songs to the campaigns of the deposed socialist president Salvador Allende, Jara became a prime target of the new regime. The musician endured days of torture before being ruthlessly machine-gunned to death weeks before his 41st birthday. Had Victor Jara not been murdered, this Friday, September 28, would have marked his 75th birthday. Locally, a concert will be taking place at Soul Art Gallery Cafe in Santa Ana to honor the fallen musician's legacy. Musical performances will follow the screening of the documentary El Derecho de Vivir en Paz, or The Right to Live in Peace, which is about Victor Jara's life. Pilar Diaz, singer for the energetic bilingual group Los Abandoned, will headline the event with a special solo performance accompanied by her father, Jaime Gerardo Diaz. Pilar Diaz joins us in studio. Welcome to Uprising.
Hi.
That was such a beautiful rendition of that song, La Jardinera. It happens to be one of my favorite Violeta Parra songs. I wanted to ask you, as an immigrant from South America, because I'm from Argentina, and I know that when I listen to music, you know, from our patria, from our land, mm-hmm. From the region, it means so much to me musically, culturally. What does Victor Jara represent to you?
My goodness. he represents so much. Not only for the for what he stood for as a Chileno, and but also as a musician. He had just wrote beautiful poetry, beautiful music, and really inspired so many musicians, you know, even to today. People still go back to him as a refuge for inspiration. So for me, it's been more of an inspiration musically, his music. and what he stood for. Yeah.
And why do you think that is? Because, of course, you're headlining this event on, mm-hmm. on Friday evening. What do you think it is about that kind of music and the lyrics specifically, this music of resistance? What do you think it is that makes so many of us sort of want to keep that music alive and right. inspires us to do more?
I think it's, you know, I think when music is... I think you can tell when music is honest and pure, and I think that, you know, even if you don't know anything about that performer, that musician, I think right away something grabs you when it's honest and pure. And I think that music, it was coming from such a deep place in their hearts and in their spirit that... It's something, you know, you can't deny. You can't deny how beautiful it is. You can't deny how important it is. You know, it was then and it still is today.
Now, as I mentioned, you were born in Chile. Mm-hmm. Did your family have to flee? What were the motivations for coming to the U.S.?
No, fortunately, my parents didn't have to leave Chile. It was a decision that they made on their own. But I have had a lot of friends that their families did have to leave Chile at one point or another because of the situation during the dictatorship in the late 70s and 80s. So I have heard a lot of stories and I've had, you know, I guess secondhand experience.
You do come from a musical family, musical Chilean family. Does mm-hmm. folkloric music play a vital part within that music in your family?
Yes, absolutely. It's the pretty much the first songs I learned when I was a kid, and my parents at the time had a Chilean folkloric group, and right away, you know, when I was like 6 or 8, you know, they stuck me playing the bombo and the guitar and dancing, and so it was my first experiences as a musician and a performer.
I want to remind our listeners that I'm speaking with Pilar Diaz. She's going to be performing at Soul Art Gallery in Santana at a screening of El Derecho de Vivir en Paz, which is a documentary about Victor Jara's life. Victor Jara would have been 75 this Friday, and besides the screening, there will also be a tribute concert. Pilar, I also want to go back to your family. Can you tell us a little more about your father, Jaime Gerardo Diaz? He was a young person during some very rough times mm-hmm. in Santiago, Chile.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a musician in the late 60s, 70s, and he played for I guess like a 60s pop act at that time, and he was also a studio musician and also played harmonica in a couple in a harmonica trio, and he was very involved in the music scene right up until the time I think of the dictatorship, and then everything kind of I guess you know fell through, I'm so happy to get him out of the house and perform with me on Friday. We don't get to do it very often unless it's, you know, at our family's parties or just when we feel like it, you know, when we're at home. So I'm really excited to get him out of the house and play with me a little bit.
And tell us a little more about your musical adventures outside of Los Abandon. Los Abandon mm-hmm. is a pretty prominent group. Tell us what other kind of music. You have a couple of instruments with you here today.
Yeah.
And you are working on some solo projects. Tell us some more about that.
Sure. I've also been working with a good friend of mine that I went to CalArts with. He's a filmmaker and animator. He actually made some videos for the band, for Lissa Band End as well. And he has a group called F-Stop Serenade, which is a really interesting project because it's he gets to show his films. They're all pretty much short films, and he gets to show these films along with live musical accompaniment and singing. So I've been really lucky to be a part of that on and off in the last couple of years. And also continuing to work on film music. I worked on Ann Kaneko's documentary about a Peruvian artist called Against the Grain. I actually worked on that also with David Green, who is the guitarist in Lissa Band End, and we write together quite a bit. And that was a great, great adventure. It's something that I really would love to do more of. And then getting the opportunity, you know, to get invited to things like Friday's show and be able to go back to kind of, you know, my roots and the Chilean folkloric music and get to play with my dad, which is a really great bonding experience.
We're going to hear one more song from you called Perdido, but before we do that, I want to ask you a little bit about the song, what it means.
Yeah, this is a really special song. I'll try to make the story short. I had my neighbor came to me with a few sheets of paper of a kind of it looked like an unwritten half-finished song. And he had told me that his father had recently passed away and that he had been writing the song before passing. And he said, you know, can you make sense out of this? And so I took my time with it and saw, you know, got to see that I found this amazing, incredible song that I think is a very universal and just has a beautiful melody, and I just feel really, really lucky to have in a way found, even though the song is called Perdido,
which means lost
in Spanish, and finally, you know, I put it together and made a demo of it, and you know, I feel like people should hear the song because it's beautiful. Yeah. It's a really beautiful song.
We're really excited that we're going to get the chance to hear it tonight. If you want to hear more of Pilar Díaz's amazing music, you can do so this Friday night at Soul Art Gallery in Santana, where there'll also be screening El Derecho de Vivir en Paz, or The Right to Live in Peace, which is a documentary about Victor Jara's life. He would have been 75 this Friday, and several performances will take place, including Pilar Díaz playing there Friday evening. The program starts at 7:30 p.m. And for Uprising Subversive Thought for the Day, it's from Victor Jara, who once sang, "The rich gamble everything for their own defense and confuse democracy with insolence." That is Victor Jara, and it's Uprising's Subversive Thought for the Day.
El tiempo pasa que ya no sé a dónde ir. Me vuelve loco mi falta de un porvenir. Punto de perderme del mundo.
have been listening to Uprising. Gabriel San Roman is our producer and Teddy Robinson is our engineer. Thank you so much today to Pilar Diaz for gracing us with her beautiful music. And for Sonali Kohatkar, I'm your host and producer, Aura Abogado. Thanks for listening.